Blindsided, lawyers claim family in Michael Orr case want to end conservatorship. By Dylan Nguyen on August 17, 2023. Leanne and Sean Tui have decided to end their conservatorship over former NFL player Michael Orr, the family's lawyers claim. The family's attorney Randall Fishman says the two OIs will enter a consent order to end the conservatorship. Fishman also claims that Michael Orr's 2011 book, I Beat the Odds, From Homeless to the Blind Side, repeatedly refutes one of the former player's central claims. In the book, Fishman states that Orr referenced that he was not adopted by the two OIs three different times. This is relevant because Orr claimed in his recent suit filing that he didn't realize the two OIs didn't adopt him at the time. Another attorney representing the family, Steve Farazi, says that Orr and his clients have been estranged for about 10 years after Orr had grown more and more vocal and more threatening. Orr is suing the two OIs, claiming that the family had him sign papers making them his conservators instead of his adoptive parents. Orr claims that he believed the papers made Sean and Leanne his adoptive parents. In addition, Orr is seeking a full accounting of all assets and monies made from the movie. Orr claims he has not received money from the movie. The former NFL player believes the two OIs misrepresented themselves as his adoptive parents while having him sign paperwork that gave them the power to make money off of his name. The conservatorship became official shortly after Orr's 18th birthday in 2004. Orr accuses the two OIs of never attempting to adopt him before he turned 18. Orr also claims that he was falsely advised that the conservatorship was only in effect because he was 18. But eventually, adopting him was the family's intent. The family's attorney counters that claim by saying that the conservatorship route was chosen to appease the NCAA. At the time, the NCAA was concerned that the two OIs were influencing Orr to go to their alma mater, Ole Miss. The conservatorship was intended to show the collegiate governing body that Orr was a part of the family. The family's attorney further claims that the two OIs, and Orr, received only a tiny percentage of net profits from the movie. The payouts to each family member, including Orr, are estimated to be $100,000, according to the family's attorneys. Michael got every dime he had coming, said Fishman. While the two OIs claim that the conservatorship was established to assist Orr in gaining a driver's license, health insurance, and college admission. Another effect of conservatorship in Tennessee is that they remove the ability of a person to make business decisions for themselves. A technicality that makes conservatorship common for those caring for people who are mentally or physically disabled. Orr claims that because he doesn't suffer any mental or physical impairment, the conservatorship should never have been established.